A hot topic on the show this week has been the announcement from the Northwest Community College in Terrace. Now, the school is building a work camp style dormitory in order to help prepare students for the reality of life in the resource industry. So today we've dug into our archives for a couple of stories on that reality. And later in the show, you'll hear from fly-in, fly-out workers in BC's far northeast. But first, here's a story from just last year. Mitch Wong was among hundreds of people living in work camps around Kitimat, but he soon discovered, well, that life wasn't for him. Here's a story.
It's strange for me since I live in so many different places now. I guess home would just be being a place to lay, but being around close to all my friends and family. Chicken backs to make stocks out of, just chicken thighs for general need.
Hi, my name is Mitch Wong. I'm an electrician. I work at the KMPU site. I've been working there for about 7 months now. I stayed at the camp at the site for about 4 months, I believe. The camp itself it's not home, that's for sure. It's a crowded place, and the Jack and Jill bathrooms are okay, but it's a loud thing because you have a neighbor and they use the bathroom. Your bed is literally like maybe 4 feet away from the bathroom, so you just hear everything. It's not really that private. The camp setup is like, they look like trailers, but there's about 48 rooms or so to a trailer. The rooms themselves, they're not very big. It's about a single bed. There's about a little table, maybe 4 feet wide. You get cabinet, little TV. It's essentially the room. Definitely close quarters. The walls, you can hear the people breathe beside you. Snoring's definitely loud. It's not a dry camp, so there's a lot of noise around from people drinking throughout the day and whatnot. And this camp has multiple shifts as well, so there's just people moving around all the time. Sleeping is difficult in camps, yes.
Or turkey necks for more stock, ham hocks, frozen bags of shrimp.
Leaving the camp was just mostly just so I could cook my own food, just because the food choices that they offer just aren't adaptable for most people, I guess, because it's not what they're used to eating. Like, as a Chinese person, I just need to have rice in it, and I feel like they don't really provide that, or the quality when they do is just so low that I don't want to eat it anyways.
Shrimp and what is this? Halibut. The main thing is just the rice cooker, really. But I did cook rice at camp. Eating rice daily for me is important. Keeps my mood up.
It took about 3 months' time to secure a place. Like, there were places to be found, but the quality of them just weren't to my standard. Like, you'd visit a place to have a look at it to see if you'd want to rent it, and there'd still be beer cans or such laying around from the last tenant, and then they're just generally very dirty places. I'm renting a room in just a rancher-style house. If I hadn't have been able to move out of a camp, I probably would have left the job. I feel like a lot of people complain about the camp because it feels like there's no way to prove this, but most people in the camp generally get sick every turnaround. On site, it's just nicknamed the camp cough now. So I'm not sick every time I come back anymore. Yeah, I've heard about the crunch from numerous people about how high rent is now and everything, but I don't really think about it. I feel like the locals spend a lot of time avoiding us.
The room I rent, camping foamy on the floor, that is murdering my back. Brought a little TV, computer, hobby stuff. That's about it.
This has made it a lot easier to live here, and you get more of a chance to relax because you feel more at home.
That's from our archives, and Mitch Wong, an electrician who was among many living in Kitimat last year, but as you heard, camp life just didn't agree with him. Next week, almost 50 Terrace students will move into a new dorm room set up like a real work camp. We've been telling you about it here on Daybreak, and the Northwest Community College told us about the plan a couple of days ago. Now, their plan is to prepare trade students for the reality of work in those camps, and for a taste of that reality, we're going to go back and listen to some voices of folks who commute to work camps near Fort Nelson. Betsy Trumpener spoke with him back in 2011 at the Fort Nelson Airport.
By plane, by bus, by chopper, They get to this airport any way they can. These are fly-in, fly-out transient workers who live in giant work camps and commute home by airplane.
Are you guys flying in for work today?
I just got here. 2 weeks in, 1 week out.
Where are you from?
Kelowna.
How does it feel to be working away from home?
Well, I don't really want to be here, but it's where the money's at. That's for sure.
It's a good gig.
Flat screen in your room. They make your beds every day. They feed you.
Pool tables, gyms.
Big screens.
Big mom.
They get all the UFC fights for us, and they look after you up there.
And we've got a new camp, a bit of a new industry, so we're in on the ground floor.
Some of these men have been leaving their families and living in camp for years.
13 years in camp now. Fort Mac area, mostly for 10 years, and then here now. The money up here is, you know, it's half decent now. It's getting better. There's more work here. It's steady work. Vancouver Island, there's no money. No money on the island, even Vancouver, Kelowna.
Pulp and paper is down to nothing. No, this is a lot better than working at McDonald's or Tim Hortons.
They work 11 hours every day for 14 days. They live in camps of ATCO trailers set up on the Muskeg.
It's a way of making a living, and the people are a special breed to come so far away from home.
Living in camp, to be honest, is like vacations to me. I get the food, I get my bed made every day.
It's like being in prison. You can't leave. You're in. They bus you to work, they bus you back to camp. It's a lot more laid back, needless to say, but rules are strict. I've done the prison thing too, and it's similar. It really is.
And which do you prefer?
Oh, absolutely. I get paid more. It's more than 33 cents an hour.
What's your job up there?
I have no transferable skills, but I have a driver's license, so I drive around in the truck all day and deliver tools and pick up garbage.
People who maybe can get jobs in other places, probably there's work up here.
Yep, absolutely. And the money is pretty decent. It pays the bills.
And that's why workers and tradespeople are heading here for work, leaving their families behind in Alberta, Vancouver, Kelowna, Vancouver Island, Kamloops.
North Air, whatever, just left, yeah.
Flair Air is one of many charter airlines taking advantage of this boom in transient workers.
Ryan Kuhn, I'm a first officer.
Who sits down in your plane? These aren't people on their way to Cancun.
No, they're hard workers that are working up in one of the biggest industries in Canada, doing a lot of hard work. We're just up here at Fort Nelson, picking up guys that are working up here, and we're heading back to Comox, Vancouver, and finishing the day in Kelowna.
From the moment we step on the plane to the moment we get off, we're captive. You work, you eat, you sleep, you go home.
So what's the first thing you're going to do when you go home?
You don't want that on the news.
Do you miss anything about being at home?
My little girl, she's only 5 months old. I'm missing her a lot right now. But making money, right? Got to provide for the family. So.
Today, hundreds of workers fly out from just one of the remote work camps for a week off. It will take them the whole day to get home, but they can't wait.
How are you feeling about getting home today?
Close to ecstatic. It's always nice to get out of camp and get home, give mom a kiss, and take the dogs for a walk.
Have a good flight.
For CBC Radio, this is Betsy Trumpener at the Fort Nelson Airport.
Thank you, Betsy. And that first aired in 2011.